hard and it shows.
我们四班的弟兄姐妹们在那里练习了很久，刚才大家都听见了，真是非常的美。
I like that last song.
我喜欢那个最后一首诗歌。
Didn't know we had such good voices here.
Yeah, 真是我们不知道有这么好的声音在我们中间。
Something interesting happened to my car recently.
我的车最近有了点事情。
There is a light that comes on when the emission system isn't working right.
Yeah, 我的那个车上那个警示灯亮了，因为我的那个这个排气的系统不是很好。
It says check engine soon.
那个告诉我你现在要查一查你的引擎。
But I've had that car almost 20 years. I never bother with that light.
我有那个车已经有20年了，我也从来不管那个灯亮不亮。
I don't care. Can tell me to check soon. I just don't check.
他告诉我要查一查我的车，但是我就是不查。
But there is one time I worry about that.
但是有一次我在担心了。
Every 2 years, we have to go to that center down there and have the emissions checked. When that light is on, you do not pass.
是每两年我们都要去那个验车所去验一下这个车。如果那个灯亮的话，你就不能过这个验车了。
Because there's a code in the computer that they can read and know that something's wrong with the car.
因为在这个车的电脑里面呢，有一个码，他用那个机器可以读出来。如果有这个码的话，就是这个车有问题。
But I know it's the light that's wrong, not the engine.
我知道那个是那个灯，只是灯坏了。我的引擎很好。
So this month I had to go and get the car checked.
这个月我要去验我的车了。
And the light was on.
这个灯又亮着。
And I waited for it to go off.
我在那里等着它自己会灭掉。
After it goes off, it needs to be off at least 2 or 3 days before the code leaves the computer.
等那个灯灭了之后，它要等待两三天之后，那个码电脑里面的码才会彻底消失。
So suddenly the light went off.
突然那个灯就灭了。
And I held my breath for 3 days.
然后我在那里就是紧张等了三天。
Then I went in and it passed.
然后我就去验了一下车，然后这个车就过了。
Then I came back out a day later, the light came back on.
然后过一天，然后这个灯又亮了。
We Christians don't believe in luck, right?
我们基督徒并不相信世上有这个幸运这个事情。
So I think Jesus had something to do with it.
我想这个耶稣基督在这个世上有一些事情告诉我们。
But is Jesus a vending machine God? In other words, you put aquarter in, you pull the knob and something comes out?
耶稣基督是不是我们日常中所见的那个卖货的机器啊，你只要把你的硬币塞进去，然后就按了一下那个钮，那个东西就出来了。
Because the message for Easter morning is that we keep saying that Jesus is risen, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is King.
我们今天在复活节的早上要讲的信息就是我们以前也讲过，就是耶稣基督从死里复活，耶稣基督是主，耶稣基督是王。
But how do we apply that to our life?
但是我们怎样把这个事情应用到我们的生活中呢？
It cannot just be knowledge, how do we apply it?
这不能只是这个知识，我们一定要把这个事情应用到我们的生活中。
So what do you do with something like saying Jesus is Lord? What do you do with it?
你这个对这个耶稣基督是王，怎么和你有什么关系呢？
So yes, we worship him.
是啊，我们在这里敬拜主。
But I think what is important is how we think about Jesus.
但是最要紧的事情就是我们要怎样想耶稣基督是怎样的。
Because what we think is going to affect what we do.
因为我们怎样思想就是影响了我们要做什么事情。
So if you are going to doze off for the rest of this message, at least listen to this.
如果你是今天会接下去要打盹的话，至少你要听一下这样一句话。
The application today is how do you think about Jesus Christ as Lord and risen?
今天的应用就是要说的，你怎样想耶稣基督是王，是主，他复活的。
And then what you do after that will follow what you think.
Yeah, 然后你要做什么事情，就是由着你的心思而做的。
So I don't need to spoon feed you and tell you do 1, 2, 3, 4. You just how you think about Jesus is what counts.
是啊，我们在这里，我在这里不需要真的是用一个汤匙来喂你，一口一口的喂你，是要你自己思想耶稣基督是怎样的。
Yeah, I just learned how to say spoon feed, 一个汤匙一口一口的喂。I like that. Okay, so
learn Chinese.
Yeah, yeah. So when my light came off and came on again, I don't say, thank you, Jesus, do it for me every time.
当我的那个车这个灯灭了然后又亮了我就对耶稣基督说哎呀谢谢你帮我这个、
And do the same every time, every year.
你每年都这样来帮我一次就可以了。
Because then I'm Lord, not him.
因为这样的说法就是我是主不是耶稣基督是主。
Then I'm commanding Jesus to do what I say.
然后我命令耶稣说你做这个你做那个。
But Jesus is not a genie.
但是这个耶稣基督不是那个精灵。
He doesn't live in a lantern.
他不住在那个灯里面。
So today, I want us to look at the New Testament as it tells us about Jesus.
今天我要这里要就是看一下我们的新约，这个新约是怎样告诉我们耶稣基督的。
Because it is Easter, we shall consider his resurrection and where he is today.
今天是复活节，我们今天要讲的就是他复活的事情，而且我们要讲耶稣基督现在在哪里。
And I also want to talk about where we are going to be one day.
然后我要这里也讲有一天我们也到哪里去
If Jesus is our Lord, where are we going to be one day?
如果耶稣基督是我们的主的话那一天我们 会在哪里
The theme of our church this year is the church as the bride of Christ and being prepared for his return.
今年我们教会的主题是我们的教会就是主的新娘我们要准备新郎的再来
The bride prepares herself for the arrival of the bridegroom.
Yeah.我们这个新娘在那里预备整齐迎接新郎的再来
How do we prepare for someone if we don't know him?
我们怎么准备我们自己呢如果我们不了解这个人我们不能准备
How do you know Jesus?
你怎么知道耶稣基督呢
By reading about him in the pages of the Bible
你通过读圣经的话语来了解耶稣基督
By knowing his character and believing his word
通过圣经能够了解耶稣基督的性格
Because it is Easter now, those magazines and newspapers are all printing stories about religion.
因为今天是复活节，那些报纸啊、杂志啊，都是有一些文章是讲这个宗教的事情。
Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal had this picture.
昨天这个华尔街时报有这么一幅图画。
Even the Wall Street Journal is cooperating with God.
Yeah, 你知道华尔街时报是讲华尔街的他也在这里和神合作
This is the challenge of Easter
这个是说复活节的挑战
It is written by a priest
这个是一个是一个
Written by a
祭司祭司神父
神父对不起神父 Don't listen too much
是一个祭司神父写的一个文章
And below the title it saysWhy has Easter resisted the commercialism of Christmas?
这个上面的文章是这样写的，下面的这个里面的内容是这样写的。为什么这个复活节在那里抵挡圣诞节的圣诞节的这个商业化
？Because Christmas is very commercial.
因为我们知道这个圣诞节是很商业化的一个。
Easter is not as commercial.
这个复活节不像圣诞节那样的商业化。
And the priest wrote, because whether you are a believer or not, there is no way to ignore the radical claim of the resurrection.
因为在这里那个祭司这个祭司就这样写，不管你相信或者不相信，你这里没有办法拒绝这个有关这个复活的激进的这个宣告
，The resurrection is truly radical.
这个复活是这个宣告是非常激进的。
If we know it, it should change the way we look at life.
这如果我们知道的话，这个就会改变我们对生活的看法。
Other religions try to prove the existence of their founder.
其他的宗教在那里要证明的，他们也不停的证明的，就是他们的创始者的存在的这个事实。
Buddhists worship at this pagoda in Myanmar because they say it contains Buddha's hair.
那些佛教徒在缅甸的那个佛塔里面，在那里祭这个他们的创始者，因为他们说这个佛塔里面有创始者的头发。
And then in India they built this shrine to keep the Buddha's ashes.
在印度他们有造了这个庙这里面有的就是这个菩萨的骨灰
Now imagine if we found Jesus' ashes somewhere in Israel, it'd be over for Christianity.
Yeah, 如果我们在耶路撒冷，在以色列找到耶稣的骨灰的话，那我们的这个宗教就完了。
That means he died and he didn't rise again.
如果是那样的话，就是说他死了，但是他没有复活。
But we believe in a resurrected Jesus.
但是我们相信主耶稣基督是复活的。
So that's why it says there is no way to ignore the radical claim. It's how you're going to decide whether it's true or not that counts.
Yeah.因为我就是说这没有任何一个事情可以否认耶稣基督复活这个基进的这个宣告。
Christians don't have to prove that Jesus lived.
基督徒不需要在那里证明耶稣活过。
But Christians have to decide whether what Christ said about himself is true or false.
但是基督徒要在那里决定耶稣基督说他自己的这个是真的还是假的。
There are three choices we can make.
有差不多有三个选择。
The first choice is we can say he was an insane but a very charismatic Jewish man who claimed he is God.
第一个选择就是说耶稣基督是一个不太正常的，但是他是很有魅力的，在那里宣告他是神的那么一个人。
Second, we can say he was the most evil man who ever lived, claiming to be something he is not anywhere close to being.
第二个选择就是说耶稣基督他是个坏人，他是个有罪，是个恶人，他在那里宣告他这么他是神，但是他完全不是神。
Or third, we can choose to believe he really was who he claimed to be, that he did resurrect.
第三个选择就是他真的是像他所宣告的，他是那个复活的基督。
So either Jesus was insane, evil, or he was telling the truth.
所以或者耶稣基督他是一个脑子不好有问题的，或者他是罪恶的，或者他就是真的是把这个事实告诉了我们。
But since history, people want to say he's just a good teacher.
在历史上，很多人就说他只是一个好老师。
A good teacher cannot tell lies about himself.
一个好老师不会在那里说谎。
So either he is crazy or he is God.
或者，所以选择剩下两个，他就是一个疯狂的人，或者第二个就是他确实是神。
And we know Christ is not crazy because everything he did on earth.Made sense ultimately.
我们知道耶稣基督不是一个疯狂的人，在地上所行的每一件事情都是有看，大家都看见的，都是正常的。
So we won't find his ashes because he's still alive today.
所以我们在那里找不到他的骨灰，因为他今天还活着。
We don't need things like the Shroud of Turin to believe that he died.
我们在那里也不需要这个图灵的这个裹尸布来证明他还活着。
And we don't need to listen to people writing books about how they died and went to heaven and saw Jesus. We don't need that.
我们也不需要那些书本，在很多人有一些写了些书本说他们去天上见了耶稣基督。
What we need is to choose to believe God's word.
我们要做的选择就是要信靠主的话语。
I'm just amazed at how many books are being published year after year about what these are called out-of-body experiences.
我真是觉得很惊讶，在这么多年来，有那么多的书本，有人写了书本，就是说描述他们离开身体的经历。
All these out-of-body experiences are about the souls leaving the body and clinically and spiritually dead while they travel somewhere else.
这些书本就是讲的，就是那些死亡经历，就是说他们在诊所里面已经宣告死亡了，但是他们的思想去了是其他一个地方，然后就是描述了他们这个死亡以后的经历。
Then they say the souls come back into their bodies, and then they can tell us about stories of heaven in order to encourage us that they saw Jesus.
然后呢，他们就在那里说，然后他们有了死亡经历以后呢，他们的灵魂呢又回到他们的身体，然后身体呢就活过来了。然后呢，他们就在这里描述他们在天上看见耶稣基督的经历。有了这个经历之后，就让我们更加相信耶稣基督。
But if you compare what the Bible says about heaven and you compare what they say about heaven, they contradict the Bible.
但是你看一下圣经里描述的天堂和他们所见到的天堂，真是。有冲突的。
The boy who came back from heaven.
这里有一本书就说有一个从天上回来的一个男孩子。
Recently he confessed that they were all lies. He did it to make money and to sell books.
Yeah, 他最近他这里承认，他这里在讲的天上的经历都是说谎的，他这是为了卖他的书来赚钱。
And then Lifeway bookstores had to take the books off the shelves.
所以那个书店呢，不得不把这个书本呢从这个架上撤下来。
But this boy, when he heard that news, says, "But my story is real. I really went to heaven."
这个另外一个男孩子呢，又听到这个消息之后呢，他说，啊，不对，我是真的，我这确实去过天上。
To rely on such extra biblical accounts reveals that we are shallow.
如果只是信靠这些和圣经以外的这些人描述的东西，这是只是显出我们的肤浅。
Be careful what you read.
这是要非常小心你读的是什么。
The Bible tells us to be discerning.
圣经告诉我们要争，要争，要在那里区别争辩。
This kind of stuff will not keep your faith for long.
这些东西不会让你的让你的信念能够长久。
Because it's not grounded on the Bible.
这些东西不是依靠，不是在圣经的基础上所写的。
Something else comes along, and then your faith is shaken.
如果有其他的东西进来的话，那你的信念就被动摇了。
So in response to all these books now, a preacher in Canada wrote an article called Heaven Tourism. We go tour heaven, then we come back and tell people about it.
Yeah.
It's like a celestial cruise.
因为这个很多书的原因，有一个加拿大的一个牧者就写了这么一本书，叫做《天堂旅程》。这个写这本书的目的就是让我们知道 让我们知道
They can go to heaven and come back.
让我们知道，就是人是可以去天上然后回来的。
But there is no such thing as a round trip to heaven. It has never happened before.
但是
there's no round trip. It's one way.
但是实际上，在这个世上没有这个去天堂的双程的机票，这是单程的。我们去天上只能去，不能回来。
And you know, in the old days, when you buy round trip ticket, it's cheaper. One way ticket always very expensive.
你知道以前的事情的话，你如果买这个双程机票的话，是便宜的，单程机票往往都很贵。
Now imagine this. Some of us went to Israel last year.
大家想象一下，去年我们一些弟兄姐妹去了以色列。
But if what we describe is contradictory to what other people describe, then you cannot believe us.
如果我们在去过的人所描述的和其他人描述的不一样的话，我们就不会相信他们的经历。
Let's say I come back and I say the Tower of David is 15 stories high.
如果我想象一下，我去了之后，我回来说这个大卫的大卫的那个塔有15层高。
And then someone else says, Tower of David is only 3 stories tall.
其他人说大卫塔只有三层楼高。
Then another person says it's round.
有人说这个东西是圆的。
One person says it's square.
有人说这个是方的。
Since the Tower of David is a real place. A real building in a real city in Jerusalem, even if you've not been there before, you cannot believe what those people say.
但是这个大卫塔确实是个真的东西，它就在以色列，它就在耶路撒冷的一个地方。你即使没有去过，你也不可能相信这些人所说的东西。
Because all these reports are contradictory.
因为那些报告是相互有矛盾的。
I'm not suggesting you spend your time reading all those books about heaven, but you will find that they contradict each other and they contradict the Bible.
我这里不建议大家去读那些各种天堂经历的书，因为他们这些书相互是矛盾的。
God will not call one of us to heaven and then send us back to our old bodies.
是啊，神不会让我们其中一个人到天上去游一圈，然后又把这个灵魂回到你的自己的身体。
People die once, and after that they are judged.
在这里，圣经上说，按照定命，人人都有一死，死后有审判。
We will all be resurrected, and then we will be judged. Christians judge differently from non-Christians.
我们都要复活，但是我们会受审判。
Nobody visits heaven and lives to talk about it.
没有人能够去过天堂，然后活着回来，然后讲天堂的事情。
Because to experience the perfection of heaven and to be in a sinless world and to see God and then to come back to this sinful world would be very cruel of God to do that.
Yeah, 因为你是从这里到天上去，然后呢就看了天上这个光景。然后又回到这个有罪的世界中来，这样的事情对神来说是很对我们来说是一个很残忍的事情，因为天上是干净的，地上是脏的。
So the idea of someone going to heaven and coming back to encourage us is totally against what Jesus wants.
所以这个主意要让人有某些人有人到天上去看一看，然后又回到这个世上来告诉我们这个天上的事情，这个和完全和圣经上讲的是完全相反的。
Because Jesus said, "Those who believe without seeing are truly blessed."
因为耶稣说，那些没有见就相信的，是真的是受祝福的。
We have no reason to look for another person's experience of heaven in order to prove that heaven is real.
我们不需要在那里看一下其他人的经验，然后听从他们的经验，然后来证明这个天堂是真的。
Christ didn't go to a holy place made by human hands. He didn't go into a model of the real thing. Instead, he went into heaven to appear in God's presence on our behalf.
这里写了，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这个圣所不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神的面前。
Faith is believing that what God says is true and without error.
信念就是说相信神所说的话没有错。
Whether those books are true or not, it's up to you to discern.
不管你认为这些书是真的或者是假的，是完全由你自己来甄别。
But I think it dishonors God if we believe what he says only when we read extra biblical evidence.
但是我想，如果你是去读那些圣经以外的证明一些神的书，对神是不尊重的。
The pastor who wrote that article about heaven tourism says, Scripture must be used to interpret our experience, not the other way around.
Yeah, 那个写那本那个刚才那个天堂旅程的那个牧师是这样说的，这个我们的圣经是用来解释我们的经验，而不是用我们的经验来解释这个经文。
You cannot let your experience help you to understand the Bible. It will not happen.
听懂没有？就是说你不能用你的经验来解释这个经文，那个是不对的。
It's much more important to trust the Bible and use the Bible to interpret what happens to us in our lives.
最重要的事情就是要理解这个圣经，用这个圣经来解释我们的经验。
So again, Jesus went to heaven for our sake to pray for us.
所以在这里，耶稣基督去了天堂，在那里为我们的罪而祷告。
He came to earth to do what God wanted him to do.
他当时来到世上，来到这个地上，做了神让他做的事情。
So on the cross he says it is finished. He finished his work.
在十字架上他说这个是成了，就是他成了他所地上所做的工。
I think there were many more people he could have healed.
我想在那个时候他可以拯救，可能是会治疗更多的人。
He could have preached to a lot more people.
他在那里会可以向更多的人传道。
But he finished the work that God wanted him to do.
但是他完成了神让他所做的工作。
And if we call him Christ King and Lord, how do we think about him?
如果我们在这里呼叫他是主耶稣基督，我们是怎样想象他的呢？
Look at these questions in Proverbs 30.
我们在这里看一下我们这个箴言30章里面所问的问题。
Who has gone to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in the palm of his hand?Who has wrapped water in a garment? Who has set up the earth from one end to the other? What is his name or the name of his son? Certainly you must know. Proverbs chapter 30.
Yeah, 就是这个箴言30章的话，是谁升天又降下来？谁飓风在掌握中？谁包水在衣服里？谁立定地的事迹？他名叫什么？他儿子名叫什么？你知道吗？
Our Lord Jesus answered these questions himself.
我们的主耶稣基督自己回答了这些问题。
He said,
他说,
No one has gone to heaven except the Son of Man.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Yeah, this is in John. It's not up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
John chapter 3 says, No one has gone to heaven except the Son of Man who came from heaven.
这个约翰福音三章十三节是这样说，除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
These questions, Jesus says, the answer is no one.
这个对这些刚才所问的问题，耶稣说没有人去过天上。
Those who claim they went to heaven and back are deceived at best.
那些在那里宣称他们去过天上，然后又回来的， 他们最多也不过是撒谎。
Or like that boy in the first book, they purposely deceive us.
他至少是撒谎。那个刚才所书中所说的男孩，他有意的来欺骗我们。
So let's look at our key verses today again from Hebrews 9. It says here in verse 24, Christ didn't go into a holy place made by human hands. He didn't go into a model of the real thing. Instead, he went into heaven to appear in God's presence on our behalf.
我们今天看一下主要的经文，就是希伯来书九章二十四节。因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle is only a representation and a symbol of heaven.
我们在旧约中，所见的那个至圣，这个圣，会幕，只是天上的真的至圣所的一个影像。
The earthly high priest enters into the Holy of Holies once every year.
地上的大祭司每年进至圣所一年一次。
On the Day of Atonement with the blood of animals.
在那个赎罪日不是那个赎罪日的那天，他用这个动物的血洒在这个会幕里。
But we all know that it was imperfect. That's why they had to do it over and over again until Jesus came. Then they stopped doing that.
但是我们知道，因为我们人是不洁净的，是没不完全的，所以他一年每年都得这样做一次，一直要做到耶稣基督再来的日子。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "I was dead, but now I live forever. I have the keys of death and hell."
在启示录说
，I was dead, but now I'm alive.
对，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
Jesus' death was substitutionary.
耶稣基督的死是在那里为我们赎罪的。
For each sin we commit, we earn the death penalty.
我们所做的每一件罪，我们都是会得到死亡的我们会得到死罪的。
But this penalty cannot be paid by dying a natural death of old age, by an accident or by disease. It doesn't pay for the sin by dying that way.
那些罪是自己不会去除的。我们如果不是用血来偿的话，那个罪是不会去除的。这个血是不能用那个自然死亡，或者是自然就是自己死的，就是或者是其他的一些疾病而死的那个血来赎罪的。
Because this is the way everybody dies.
因为如果是因为疾病，或者是或者是这些年老啊、车祸啊，这些是每个人都会这样死掉。
People die once, and after that, they are judged.
按照定命，人人都有一死，然后他们有审判。
This doesn't mean that just by dying, our sins are paid for. Just by dying.
这个不能说，因为我们只是死了，我们就能够我们罪就得赦免，这不是这么回事。
Because then murderers and rapists and thieves and liars, adulterers and all other sinners will be forgiven the moment they die.
不然的话，那些坏人，那些杀人犯啊，那些强奸犯啊，或者贼啊，说谎的，如果他们自己死了的话，他们的罪能赦免，那每这些人都得赦免了。
However, the second part of this verse tells us there is judgment after death.
但是我们这里有第二句话告诉我们，因为人死后有审判的。
So even after the physical death, there will be judgment.
所以在每个人自然死亡以后都有审判。
So this means the penalty for sin is something more than just dying.
所以我们知道对罪的惩罚是不会单单只是死亡而已。
So in chapter 9 verse 22 it says, as Moses' teachings tell us, blood was used to cleanse almost everything because if no blood is shed, no sins can be forgiven.
所以这里希伯来书九章二十二节正这样写的。按照律法，摩西告诉我们，按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
As our substitute, Jesus had to be executed.
所以，作为我们为我们罪而死的耶稣基督，他一定是被处死的，而不是自然死的。
He could not have died by suicide or even by euthanasia, asking someone to kill him.
Yeah, 他不能因为。他不能在那里自己自杀，或者用叫别人让他安乐死。
If he did that, he would be disqualified to be our Savior.
如果他做了那样的事情的话，他就不能称为我们的救主。
But he is our perfect and permanent sacrifice. He didn't have to do it again and again.
但是他是我们最好的完美的牺牲，他不用做了这一次之后不用再做。
So what about those people in the Bible, I think you'll ask, who saw heaven and told us what they saw? What about them?
但是我们在圣经中有一些人物是这样，他们去了天堂，他们看见了天国的景象，他们是怎么回事呢？
How about John's description?
我们怎么样看待约翰的这个描述呢？天堂的描述。
The answer is that John's description was a vision. He didn't go to heaven. He saw a vision. It's not the same as going to heaven.
但是我们这里看见的约翰的这个见天上的景象是一个异象，他没有自己到天上去，他是从灵里看到的异象。
It was not an out-of-body experience.
这个异象不是说他的灵魂出了他的身体去看。
He did not say he died and went to heaven and then came back to tell us about it.
约翰在那里并没有说他死了以后去了天堂，然后又回来活过来告诉我们天堂的景象。
And his purpose was not to tell us about heaven.
他的目的并不是告诉我们天堂的景象。
His purpose was to tell us about things that will happen in the end times.
他告诉我们的东西就是在世界末了的时候要发生的事情。
So I found four people in the Bible who had visions of heaven.
我看在圣经上看见有四个人物，他们在对天上有异象。
John is one.
约翰是一位。
Paul is another one.
保罗是第二位。
Ezekiel is one.
以西结是一位。
And Isaiah.
以赛亚也是一位。
And they did not contradict each other.
那些所描述天上的景象并没有相互矛盾。
What they saw were different from what these people saw.
他们所看见的和这些书上这些书的人所看见的是不一样的。
Look at all these interesting titles. 9 days in heaven.
你看这些很有趣的这些标题，在天上九天。
90 minutes in heaven.
这个是90分钟。
He got cheated. He was only very little time. And then this one says to heaven and back.
You
know, when I was preparing this message, my wife was worried that I would offend people who read these books.
大家知道我在这里准备这个经文的时候，我的太太很担心我所讲的是得罪这些人。
I hope I didn't offend anyone. If you read those books, it's okay.
但是我不真的不想得罪任何一个人，如果你想要去读这些书的话是可以的。
Just compare what they say with what the Bible says. That's what counts.
只要在那里比较一下这些人写这些书的书里所写的东西和圣经上所讲的东西是不是有矛盾。
Paul describes heaven in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们的保罗在这里哥林多前书第二章的话这样描述。
后书
啊。
Chapter 12, verses 1 to 5.
十二章一到五节。
He said he was caught up into heaven.
保罗说他被提到天上。
And he actually used the words, but I couldn't say if I was in the body or out of the body.
但是他用了这样一个词语，他说我不能说我那个时候还在身体里，还是在身体以外。
Maybe that's where we get that term today, out of body experience, because Paul said that.
我们现在有一句常用的话，就是身体以外的体验。这个因为这个保罗当初说了这么一句话。
When I was using drugs a lot, I thought I had out of body experience.
我以前吸毒的时候，我那个时候认为我有身体以外离开身体的这个体验。
But I was full of nonsense.
那时候我所讲的其实都是些个废话。
But we know that Paul did not die.
但是我们知道保罗那个时候没有死。
Yet all these books talk about dying and going to heaven.
那些书都是讲这个是死了以后去了天堂。
Isaiah tells us that he received a revelation from God.
以赛亚告诉我们他得到了神的启示。
But he doesn't mention about dying.
但是以赛亚并没有说那个时候他是死了以后。
He was actually looking forward to the coming of Jesus.
那个时候他所说的就是他在那里展望耶稣基督来的日子。
He wasn't talking about these warm fuzzy feelings that these books talk about.
他在那里并没有讲这些书里面所讲的那些糊里糊涂的经验。
Isaiah's intention was not to convince us of the existence of heaven.
以赛亚在那里的目的并不是说服我们在那里有一个天堂。
He was looking forward to the coming of Christ.
他那里所说的就是他在那里已经看见耶稣基督要来。
He was also telling us about God's coming judgment.
他也在那里告诉我们，神在那里将来要来的审判。
But also that God is merciful and wants to give us a chance.
但是神在那里有怜悯，愿意给我们一个机会。
Have we taken that chance today?
我们那里有没有抓住这个机会呢？
Do we just use lip service and say Jesus is king, or is he really king in my life?
我们是不是只是用嘴巴在那里说，主耶稣基督是王，但我们心里有没有想他真的是王呢？
Bible reading, Bible believing Christians should see through these kinds of reports about heaven, see through them.
所以读圣经的，像我们读圣经的人，或者是我们相信圣经所写的人，要再把这些所谓的证据看透。
These writers all focus on themselves and not on the glory of God.
那些作者所在书里所的主要的讲的都是他们自己的事情，并没有讲神的事情。
But the Bible tells us heaven is filled with the glory of God.
但是圣经告诉我们，天堂是充满了神的荣耀的。
But some of them are getting smart now. They say they see Jesus.
有些人，那些书上的有些人现在变得聪明了，他们在那里宣称他们看见耶稣了。
When people show them pictures, that Jesus looks like this or like this or like that.
然后人们就把这个耶稣的照片给他们看，说这个耶稣是这个样子呢，还是那个样子。
Then they found this girl Akian who drew these pictures, and the little boy said, "Oh, Jesus looks like that one."
然后他们就找了一个 Akian,
She drew this fancy, yeah.
他这个 Akian 这个人呢，经常画一些怪怪的这些图画的。然后那个小男孩就说，耶稣就像这个样子。
She claims that her drawings are inspired by God.
然后那个人呢，就在那里说，他所画的那些图画呢，是神给他的启示，所以他画的。
Maybe yes, maybe no.
有可能是对，有可能是错。
I don't care.
但是我不在乎了。
The descriptions of heaven in the Bible are visions, not journeys taken by dead people and coming back.
Yeah, 这个在圣经中所描述的天堂是异象，并不是那些死人去了天上回来的介绍给大家的一个经验。
Even those visions of heaven in the Bible are very, very rare.
即使就算是圣经上描述这个天堂的这个有关意象的东西也不是很多，非常少。
We can count those visions on one hand.
我们可以用一个手来算一下这个描述天上意象的这个经文。
But the Bible does talk about dead people who come back to life, right?
但是圣经上也讲了这些死人回来复活的事情啊。
The Shunammite son in 2 Kings came back to life.
在列王记的第二本列王记的第四章有讲了这个西南买
的儿子，
西南买
苏念
苏念的儿子。
And then Lazarus came back to life also.
拉撒路然后死里复活了，就回到生命。
And a sister named Dorcas in Acts chapter 9 also came back from the dead.
在这个使徒行传有一个叫 Dorcas 的姐妹也从死里活过来。
But here's the point.
但这里有一点。
Not one of them talked about seeing heaven.
这些人死了之后回来的，没有一个讲过天堂的事情。
While they were dead,
在他们死了以后，他们没有讲这个有死亡经历，死了之后去天堂的经历。
Lazarus didn't say, "While I was waiting for Jesus to come and raise me, I was running around heaven talking to God." He didn't say that.
拉撒路并没有在那里说我在天上见了神，然后我和神在那里跑来跑去说话，他没有讲这些事情。
Jesus went into a holy place not made by human hands.
耶稣去的那个圣洁的地方不是用人手所造的地方。
These books, I'm sorry to say, talk about a heaven made by their own minds, by human hands basically.
Yeah, 那些书本里面所描述的天堂是人手所造的，其实就是他们自己想象的样子。
Easter is radical.
我们的复活节是一个很极端的宣告。
So what is the claim about Easter?
我们的复活节宣告的是什么呢？
Most people agree that God exists.
大部分人都同意这个天上有一位神。
But in our pluralistic society, it's politically incorrect to claim that God revealed himself through Jesus Christ.That's what people will not accept.
就是，但是我们这个社会中间所宣告的，耶稣基督，是王的话，这个就是不对的。他们就认为在政治上是不对的。
So, what justification can you and I offer compared with a Hindu, a Jew, or a Muslim? How do we state our claim that Jesus is God?
但是我们基督徒怎样要宣告耶稣就是神，是用了什么办法来证明的呢？话我们的这些证明和那些印度教的证明，犹太教的证明和穆斯林的证明有什么区别呢？
The answer is the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the evidence.
Yeah, 所以我们这里用的证据就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
It says here in Acts chapter 17, For he has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed, and he proved to everyone who this is by raising him from the dead. The man is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 因为这个使徒行传中这样讲的，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
The man is the one that God has appointed, and that is Christ.
这个人所指的就是神所指定的人，就是耶稣基督。
Last Sunday I talked about the appearance of Christ in the Old Testament.
上一周我讲了耶稣基督在旧约中显现的形象。
Today God reminds you and I of the miraculous life of His Son in the New Testament.
今天我们圣经所给我们显示的就是他这个主耶稣基督在新约中出现的神圣的形象。
Don't you see that our Jesus is throughout the entire Bible?
有没有看见我们的耶稣基督是在整个圣经里面都在那里显现给我们看？
So let you and I turn to him for power and faith.
让我们一起转向耶稣基督，寻求他的力量。
When our life is falling apart.
当我们的生命生活有困难的时候，然后破碎的时候，我们能转向耶稣基督。
You know the words of the hymn, He lives. We sing that all the time.
我们在这里唱一首诗歌，就是他活着，是在各诗歌里面都经常唱的。
And then it says, You ask me how I know He lives. You say, Because He lives in my heart.
诗歌是这样说，你怎么知道他活着呢？因为耶稣基督活在我们的心中。
This is the correct answer.
这个就是正确的答案。
But most non-believers will say you're crazy.
很多这些不相信神的人说，你是疯了。
We would be like those people who say they went to heaven and saw Jesus. He's just in my heart.
哎呀，我们就像这些不然的话，我们就会像这些人去天上有天上经验的话，说耶稣基督活在我心中。
But we don't have time today. There are so many. I'll just give you two examples.Of historical and literary evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
我们今天这些证据实在是太多了。今天要讲的也没有时间讲。今天只用两个例子来讲，历史上真的是耶稣基督死而复活。
It says here in John chapter 19, afterward Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus, because he feared the Jewish leaders, asked Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body.When Pilate gave permission, Joseph came and took the body away.
这个我
有这里
啊。那些事以后，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。
Now please pay close attention.
大家再注意一下。
After his crucifixion, Jesus was buried in a tomb by Joseph of Arimathea.
耶稣死了以后被钉了十字架之后，耶稣他是埋在这个叫亚利马太人的约瑟准备的这个坟墓里面。
This fact is highly significant because it means that the location of Jesus' grave was known to both friends and enemies of Jesus.
这个事情是非常重要的，因为这个事情就说明。耶稣坟墓的地址是不论是耶稣的朋友还是耶稣的敌人，他们都知道这个耶稣坟墓的地址。
In that case, the disciples could not proclaim Jesus' resurrection in Jerusalem if the tomb where they knew where it was not empty.
如果是这样的话，那些耶稣的门徒就不能在那里宣告耶稣基督的耶稣的坟墓是空的，因为那个坟墓别人也知道在哪儿。
Now the youth and I, we all went to see the movie Risen.
我们这些年轻人和我都去看了一个电影叫做复活。
And in the movie, the Romans were desperate to find the body of Jesus because that would prove he did not resurrect.
Yeah, 在这个电影中，那些罗马人在那里想尽办法要找到这个耶稣的尸体， 如果他们找到的话，就能证明耶稣没有复活。
This is a spoiler. They even tried to use a fake body and say, this is Jesus.
他们甚至用一个假的尸体说，这就是耶稣。
But they never found his body because he's alive.
但是那些罗马人一直没有发现耶稣基督的尸体，因为耶稣复活了。
Now there's something interesting in 1 Corinthians that Paul wrote.
在这个哥林多前书，保罗这样写。
Bible scholars and literary critics know that this is not the style that Paul usually writes in.
这些研究圣经的人这样说，一般来说保罗不会是这样写的，因为他是引用。
It says here, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, that is Peter, then by the 12.
这里是哥林多前书是这样，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是耶基督按照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二个门徒看，使徒看。
This is a four sentence style when they talk about real evidence in that culture.
Yeah, 这里就是当初如果是他们要描述真的证据来证明一个事情的话，就是写这个四句话的这个格式，就是说明这个事情是真的。
And also the two words that Paul used, delivered and received, that is also a legal term for what they hear, which is truth in history.
Yeah, 这里保罗所用的这句话，就是我当日所领受的又传给你们的，就是当初那个时候写这个法律条文的这个格式，就是这个是真的事情。
I was so excited when I learned this.
当我了解到这个是一个这句句子是一个法律条文的格式的话，我真的是很激动。
I couldn't wait to come and tell you about it.
我真的是忍不住就赶快来告诉你们这句话是这样的一个。
I couldn't sleep last night.
昨天晚上我都睡不着，因为这个是他引用的是这样引用的。
First, he said Christ died for our sins according to Scripture.
第一个，他告诉我们这个耶稣基督为我们罪而死的。
Second, he was buried.
第二个，他就是说耶稣基督被埋葬了。
Third, he rose again according to Scripture.
第三个，他说他又死里复活了，是根据圣经上所说的，经文上所说的。
Fourth, he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12.
然后第四句，他就是显给基法看，显给十二个门徒看。
This is called a literary formula.
这个就是一个格式。
This part of the letter to Corinth was not written in Paul's normal, regular style.
这样的写圣经的办法不是保罗普通 写信的这个格式。
This is the part you need to pay attention to.
这要大家注意这么一个部分。
Bible scholars conclude that Paul is quoting what he heard after his own conversion.
这些圣经学者在这里得出结论，这个保罗写的这些东西是他的引用，当他在他变成信徒以后他引用的。
Received, delivered.
他是接受，然后他就引用了。
What Paul heard dates back to his own visit to Jerusalem in A.D. 36.
这个保罗所听见的，就是他自己在主后36年自己亲自去一下耶路撒冷。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 18, he says, "Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days."
这里在加拉太书一章十八节是这样讲的，过了三年，保罗自己说过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。
In other words, those who know how to read the Bible, these scholars say that that time that he saw Peter was within 5 years of Jesus' crucifixion. 5 years.
是啊，所以那个如果是那个经文这些圣经学者在从这段都看出来，保罗去见基法就是去见彼得，是在耶稣基督死后的五年。
That is why you will see many of the announcements of Jesus' resurrection in the Bible don't try to prove that he did; they just say he did because the people they're speaking to saw Jesus themselves.
Yeah, 那些这经文上所说的耶稣基督死里复活的说这些人并不是说引用，这些人确确实实是当初看见耶稣基督死里复活。
That's evidence for Jesus' resurrection.
那个就是耶稣基督死里复活的证据。
The way they say it.
这些 这里所说的这个所说耶稣基督死里复活的这个事实的他的这个方法这个格式
because if they weren't speaking to the contemporaries of Paul and Peter and Jesus they would have laughed them off the stage
如果他们去和这个彼得或者保罗说这样的事情的话他们不是这样说的话他们会自己会就会取笑自己的
so if they lived at the same time as all those people they all just recently witnessed Jesus
yeah, 那些在当时的人那些都是亲自的看见耶稣基督死里复活的事情
so many of them personally saw the events recorded by Matthew, Mark, Luke and John
很多人在那个时候亲眼所见了不管是马可、路加，还有这个约翰所在他福音书里所记述的这些记录的这些事实。
Now, if you stay with me just a few more minutes, why did I show you about Joseph of Arimathea?
为什么我刚才要讲这个亚利马太人的约瑟，就是把坟墓给耶稣的那个人的事情
？Because that could not be a made-up story.
因为那个这个故事不可能是人编出来的故事。
Joseph was part of the Jewish court that condemned Jesus.
那个约瑟就是亚利马太人约瑟，他自己就是犹太公会的人，他在那里就是逼迫耶稣的人。
If the disciples wanted to make up a story, they wouldn't use Joseph.
如果那些使徒们想要编一个故事的话，他不会在那些人不会引用这个。约瑟这样一个人
That's why it says Joseph was afraid because he was afraid of the court. He was part of that court, even though he wanted to follow Christ.
Yeah, 所以这里所说的这个约瑟，那个时候很害怕这个犹太公会，因为他自己就是犹太公会的一个人。
If we know all of these backgrounds, we will know that there is more than sufficient evidence for the resurrection of our Lord.
如果我们知道这些背景的话，我们就知道我们有很多很多的证据。这个证明耶稣基督。
We don't need these books, okay?
我们不需要这些书本。
We know there is a heaven.
我们知道在那里有一个天堂。
We know Jesus is there.
我们知道耶稣现在在天堂里。
And we know that if we believe in him, we will be there also one day.
所以我们如果信靠相信耶稣基督，我们有一天也会去这个天堂。
We should look for Jesus in the pages of the whole Bible.
我们要在整个圣经中看耶稣基督。
That's why I think it's wonderful we have this theme for ECCC this year.
所以我今年觉得我们的教会有这样一个主题，真的是非常的很好。
And Brother Jonathan has been preaching from the Gospels all the time about Jesus and the end times.
我们的彭弟兄在那里讲了很多次这个耶稣基督在末世的时候要回来的这个经文这些正道。
Because unless we 调整 the way we think about Jesus.
如果我们能够调整一下我们怎样想象耶稣基督的这个我们的头脑的话
，We are not ready.
我们真的是没有准备好。
When we sing the closing hymn,
我们这里要唱这个结束经文。
Even if you this hymn that we sing, even if you don't know the melody, pay attention to the words.
如果你不懂这个曲子的话，但是你要大家把这个。这个歌词好好注意一下。
I may have saved you a lot of time if we just sing that song.
如果我能够早点唱这个歌的话，大家的时间就可以省下来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus.
天上的父啊，我们真是要谢谢耶稣。
Thank you for telling us that we should shout for joy.
真是能够谢谢你，能够让我们能够把我们的喜乐能够喊出来。
That our Savior lives.
我们的主活着。
That every Sunday when we come here, we are celebrating Easter.
我们每一天每一个主日到这里来的话，我们都是庆祝他的复活。
Because that's the day you conquered death for us.
因为那一天你就在那里战胜了死亡。
And we are thankful that you're in the heavenly places, praying for us now.
我们真是很感谢你现在在天上为我们的罪而代祷。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Help us when we say we love you to mean it.
请你帮助我们，我们说我们爱你的时候，我们是真的是这样爱你的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.